Item 9, discussion and possible action on Possum Kingdom Shoreline Management Plan and Customer Guide.
Mr. Chairman, as all of you know, there's been a lot of blood, sweat, and tears from the staff and a little bit with the board as well, and certainly the community at Possum Kingdom as we built the Shoreline Management Plan and Customer Guide. Much of the feedback was very positive. We reviewed much of that with you earlier in the year. We're very, very proud of it and feel like it's a very positive thing for us to have now, kind of rules of the lake up there, that at least folks that work with us and deal with us, both as customers and partners in being, understand and we all can work in concert together with them. So we presented the final draft in April, answered other questions that the board had on the 8th of May. As mentioned, we had one addition to the regulations for governance that I just covered as an appendix within that plan. And the board had asked us as well to evaluate a plan for bringing the Florida maintained roads up to county standards over a 10-year period potentially, and asked us to take a look at what the financial issue would be with that. I'd like to ask Mike Bailtis to come up. Mike and Ken Hyde and his staff did a lot of work with that. And let him present the next couple of slides anyway on their issue here that we're trying to do that.
Next slide. Basically what we did at your request was to take a look and do the best we could to project forward what the costs would be associated with bringing the roads up to county standards, with the intent being that they would eventually take these roads over. So a very difficult task, actually, because we could only really evaluate empirically the costs associated with labor and materials for actually bringing those roads up to county standards. What we could not anticipate were the costs associated with obtaining the appropriate right-of-ways and easements necessary to be able to allow that to happen. The other thing that needs to be said is even taking into consideration the fact that we would physically bring these roads up to particular standards, it still lies with the county to determine whether or not they're going to accept those roads or not. And so that's something that you need to understand as you look at this data. Next slide. Basically, I'm going to just summarize that the bottom line number was $1.8 million, but I have to caveat that as well. That did not forecast for inflation over 10 or 20 years, which is what the anticipated time frame would be to do this type of project. And again, it was labor and materials. As far as labor is concerned, we used one-time materials, and we did that based on benchmarking with several local pavement contractors who often bid jobs around the county. And again, that is not indexed for any type of inflation over the 10 or 20 years it would require. No questions?
Yes, so have you coordinated with the county and see whether or not, even if you bring it to county standards, would they accept it for follow-on maintenance?
That has been, we have engaged on that fact. The county has not come on definitively one direction or the other. So I really can comment on it.
I say that as far as county engineer of Johnson County, we would not do any county maintenance on any road that we did not own. So if this is on PK land and the county stands that, how can you deed right away to the county for them to maintain it?
There are a couple of roads up there right now that are, have been determined to be county roads that are servicing our properties.
All right.
But it is problematic, there's no doubt about it.
They're just spending county funds on land or on a road that they don't own is unquestionable.
Any other observations?
Yeah, I got two questions. The first one is, there's a lot of state-owned land around. that have roads on them, has there been any look to see what the status of those roads are? Have they negotiated a county maintenance? Have they negotiated, I'm not talking about a PK, I'm talking about other areas in the state. Have they negotiated a way that the county is able to take those roads over? There's got to be a precedent in this state of how this is, how you go about doing this.
Usually it's a cost share, you know, with the owner of the land.
I'm talking about state-owned lands,
yeah,
that the county maintains on. There's got to be large areas in West Texas where there are county roads on state land. Second question is, we find chip sealed. Is that macadam?
Chip sealed is sort of a colloquialism for a process whereby they lay down, first of all, you lay down a decent base and you compact that base, and then you lay down a layer of oil, and you put the chip seal material, small rocks, and disperse it that way, allow it to dry, and it's not actually paved, but it's rough plus, I guess. How's that?
Now, I think this is in reference to one of the questions that I asked in the last meeting.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, my thought process on this is that we don't need to be in the road business.
That's right.
We don't need to be spending the money when the county is collecting the tax dollars. Now, this would create a prime opportunity for the people of Possum Kingdom to truly become our partners, because they're the voters. They're the people that can get to the county elected officials to say, I'm paying the taxes, the BRA has agreed to fix the roads right and fix them once and then turn them over to you, and we expect you to accept them. And this process has evolved over 40 years. I don't expect it to be resolved overnight. My only concern is we got to put something in plan. And if the county's not going to accept it, or if they're not going to accept all of it, then what's left, we need to have some form of remuneration from the folks up there, because we can't be in the road business. And I don't believe that it's an expense that should just go on into perpetuity without some sort of master plan. And I mean, there's a class action lawsuit right now with the county up there. I don't understand the defense of the county if we're willing to deed over the right-of-way and the land and to bring it up to standards. It's just like any of the new developments that are talking about going into place right now. That's the way they're going to do it. They're not going to maintain those roads, and if they are, what they're going to do is they're going to charge an assessment every year for road maintenance, which is what I get over at Sportsman's World. So that's why I asked for these numbers to be put up.
Well, one other thing I want to point out, when we're looking at the material numbers here, we really didn't, without doing a mile-by-mile survey of each mile of road that we had up there, we really didn't have a way to gauge the present condition of each mile of road. So in terms of materials, what we did is we started from the bottom, from the worst possible condition, and projected forward from that.
You know, and the defense from the county, because I've talked to some of the county officials, and they've said, well, that's private road. I don't come onto your ranch and grade and fix your roads. And the answer to that is no, you don't, because I have a gate at the front. But if you can get in a car in Dallas, Texas, and drive to the water, then that's a public road, especially if it goes to service a public use area. That needs to be the county's responsibility.
I agree with that. Absolutely. Mike, I've asked staff to request Calipinta County's fiscal year 2006 budget. I've got it here. I have not seen it in depth, but you might want to look at that and see what they've got planned for all the new tax revenues that they've received from the folks in the road and their road and bridge funds. Not much. So I'd like for someone on the staff to take a look at that and just see exactly where those tax dollars are going. Their audit and their budget is right here.
Okay. We'll do it.
I think we ought to table this. You think we ought to table this?
That was just answering your question directly, get it out.
Okay.
Director Hughes on it.
By you.
agency.
If there's no other discussion, I can read the resolution for the plan there, Mr. Chairman.
I please do.
The following resolution is presented for consideration of the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its May 22, 2006 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby adopts the Possum Canyon Shoreline Management Plan and Customer Guide for Possum Canyon Lake, presented to the Board of Directors at the April 11, 2006 and May 8, 2006 meetings.
So moved. Moved by Director Gere. Is there a second?
Second
by Director Ellison. On the board, please.
Chairman Pena?
Yes.
Director Bellion?
Yes.
Director Ellison?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Baker?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Carraba?
Yes.
Director Christian?
No.
Director DeFluid?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Gere?
Yes.
Director Hughes?
Yes.
Director Thompson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Lawrence?
Yes.
Director Martin?
No.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Skaggs?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
That concludes my portion, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Kate.